Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Alicia.
Hola, amigos. Soy Fernando.
Welcome back to SpanishPod101.com. This is Absolute Beginner, Season 3, Lesson 19, Making an Appointment in Mexico.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to make plans and schedule activities with friends using Spanish.
This conversation is between Ashley and her friend Jorge and takes place during a car ride in Mexico City.
The speakers already know each other, so they will be using casual Spanish.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Buenas noches, Jorge. ¿A qué hora nos vemos mañana?
A las 10. ¿Está bien?
Sí, está bien.
Ok, hasta mañana.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
Buenas noches, Jorge. ¿A qué hora nos vemos mañana?
A las 10. ¿Está bien?
Sí, está bien.
Ok, hasta mañana.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
Buenas noches, Jorge. ¿A qué hora nos vemos mañana?
Good night, Jorge. What time shall we meet tomorrow?
A las 10. ¿Está bien?
At 10 o'clock. Is that okay?
Sí, está bien.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, hasta mañana.
Okay, see you tomorrow. So the conversation starts with Ashley saying, good night.
Buenas noches.
It was interesting because I think in English, good night is something you'd say as the last thing before you part ways.
Yes. In that way, this phrase is a little different in Spanish. It works as a greeting too.
So, for example, if you see someone at nighttime and want to say hi, you could say good night?
Right. Buenas noches. It'll be like saying good evening in English.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Can you remind us again when we use the different greetings?
Sure. We say buenos dias until about 11 or 12 o'clock, buenas tardes until 7 or 8, and buenas noches until we go home.
Okay, sounds good. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
buenas noches.
Good night.
Buenas noches. Buenas noches.
The next word is
a.
To, at.
A. A.
The next word is
que.
What?
Que. Que.
The next word is
hora.
Time, hour.
Hora. Hora.
The next word is
verse.
To see each other, to meet.
Verse. Verse.
Next is
mañana.
Tomorrow, morning.
Mañana. Mañana.
The next word is
diez.
Ten.
Diez. Diez.
The next word is
bien.
Good. Well.
Bien. Bien.
Next is
hasta.
Until. Up to.
Hasta. Hasta.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first phrase we'll look at is
nos vemos.
Can you explain this, please?
Ashley was trying to set a time to meet Jorge the next day. So she said, nos vemos. Actually, she said, nos vemos mañana.
Let's meet tomorrow.
Repeat after me. Nos vemos mañana.
What is the root verb of vemos?
Ver, meaning to see. So, nos vemos actually means we see each other.
Nos means we?
That's right. We will study that in future lessons.
Okay. Is there anything else we can say instead of see you tomorrow? Like, see you later?
Sure. That would be nos vemos después. We'll meet later. Or let's meet later.
Okay. And our next phrase is
hasta mañana.
See you tomorrow.
Repeat after me. Hasta mañana.
So, hasta means see you?
Not really. Hasta literally means until. But the entire phrase has the meaning of see you later.
Is it okay to say this just casually every time we part ways with somebody?
Well, only if you're actually planning to meet them the next day.
So, if we are unsure if we're meeting the next day, what should we say?
Nos vemos pronto, which is see you soon, or simply nos vemos.
Everyone, please repeat.
Nos vemos pronto. Nos vemos.
Okay, time to move on to the grammar. In this lesson, you'll learn how to make appointments.
Yes, and in order to do this, we need to review a key expression.
At what time?
¿A qué hora?
So, for example, if you want to say, at what time shall we meet? What would that be?
Repeat after me. ¿A qué hora nos vemos? So just remember, ¿a qué hora plus the action?
The action will be in the first person plural form, we. So let's look at some other examples. At what time shall we leave?
¿A qué hora nos vamos?
At what time shall we eat?
¿A qué hora comemos?
Now, how would we answer this type of question?
It's quite simple. Just repeat the verb and then say what time. To say what time something happens, we say ah, and then the time.
So if we were to say, let's meet at 10 o'clock, what would that be?
Well, let's look at the question again. ¿A qué hora nos vemos?
What time shall we meet?
So we take the verb nos vemos.
We'll meet.
And then add the time. A las 10.
At 10 o'clock.
Nos vemos a las 10.
We'll meet at 10 o'clock. Or, let's meet at 10 o'clock. Please repeat.
Nos vemos a las 10.
Let's try it with some other times. How about, let's meet at 12 o'clock.
Nos vemos a las 12. Please repeat. Nos vemos a las 12.
Let's meet at 1 o'clock.
Nos vemos a la 1. Please repeat. Nos vemos a la 1.
Let's look at some examples from the dialogue. Ashley said,
¿A qué hora nos vemos mañana?
What time shall we meet tomorrow? And Jorge's answer was,
A las 10. ¿Está bien?
At 10. Is that okay? So he didn't even repeat the verb here.
Right. Simply saying the time itself is fine too. Like in English. A las 10. At 10. And then he follows it with, ¿Está bien?
Is that okay? That's a good phrase to include when you're making plans with someone. Please repeat.
¿Está bien? And then Ashley said, Sí, está bien.
Sure, that's fine. Please repeat.
Sí, está bien. And Jorge replied with, Okay, hasta mañana.
Okay, see you tomorrow. Please repeat.
Okay, hasta mañana.
Okay. I think that's going to do it for today.
Thanks for listening.
Try making your own sentences in the comment section using what you've learned.
Yes, and we'll help you out.
Bye, everyone.
See you next time, listeners. Nos vemos pronto.
Buenas noches, Jorge. ¿A qué hora nos vemos mañana?
A las 10. ¿Está bien?
Sí, está bien.
Okay. Hasta mañana.